My Life in Christ, starting from page 294, second paragraph. We all, without distinction of our different stations in life, rich and poor, high and low, educated and uneducated, have one body and must love one another as we love ourselves. We being many are one body. 1 Corinthians 10:17. Love one another. St. John 15:17. Commanded the Lord. We must crucify, despise our self-loving, proud, scornful, evil, dark and deadened, rebellious, passionate heart, which violently opposes our acting in accordance with these words in our everyday life. In our worldly relations with our neighbor, we must also renounce our self-will and follow the will of God in everything. Our heart full of passions, loves, enjoyment, and tranquility cannot endure bitterness and affliction and does not like anyone to disturb us in any way, for instance, by a request to do something for him. But the Lord commanded us to renounce the sinful rest of the flesh and to be the servants of all, and himself showed us an example. But he knew no rest upon earth during his service for salvation. The apostles were also an example of this, especially Saint Apostle Paul. Our heart often sleeps during prayer. The outer man prays, but not the inner one. We often only flatter with our tongue during the prayer. Having put on Christ by faith and by the communion of the holy mysteries, I become firm and steadfast as a rock. Christ is the fullness of all blessings to me, and above all, most sweet life and peace, which passes all understanding. Philippians 4:7. When the flesh flourishes, the soul fades. When the flesh has full liberty, the soul is strained. When the flesh is satiated, the soul hungers. When the flesh is adorned, the soul is deformed. When the flesh overflows with laughter, the soul is surrounded by misfortune. When the flesh is in the light, the soul is in the darkness of hell. Modern false education estranges from the true light, which lighteneth every man that cometh into the world. St. John 1:9. It does not approach it. But without Christ, all education is vanity. Our old man, with the old works of the devil, is constantly present with us and acts mortally within us. This is why we occupy ourselves in the pulpit with this old man and his works, in order that all who hear us may learn to know themselves and the enticement of the passions, and with the help of God's grace may slay the old man within them. While we do not occupy ourselves with the news of the world, as it does not concern us, thus we teach all to know God, to love him with the whole heart, and to love their neighbor as themselves. And as self-love is incompatible with love of God and our neighbor, we teach men in accordance with the precepts of the Savior to renounce themselves and to crucify the flesh with its passions and lusts. This is an old discourse, but yet it may be a new one, according to how it is turned. Whether the preacher directs it against the human passions and lusts of the present day, or speaks in general without specific indication of the necessity of crucifying the old man. blasphemy against holiness, or thoughts of carnal impurity proceed from the devil, when this stink from the abyss of hell disturbs and suffocates you, only be convinced, only believe sincerely that it is the work of the devil, and this abomination will leave you. May the Lord enlighten and strengthen us. The history of the chosen and rejected of the Hebrews shows the truth, that God shall exalt and honor those who are faithful to him, and shall abase and reject the ungrateful. It also shows the truth that he is faithful in his promises and threats. He who has adorned the heavens with stars, could he not still more beautifully adorn his mental heaven, the most pure virgin, his mother? He who has adorned the earth with the various and many-colored flowers and poured fragrance upon it, could he not adorn his earthly mother with all the various flowers of virtues, making her fragrant with all spiritual perfumes? Truly, he could, and Our Lady has become heaven and the temple of the Godhead, adorned with all beauties and more fragrant than all earthly perfumes. Oh, if God in his mercy, through the prayers of his most pure mother, would adorn me, disfigured by sin, if he would make me the unclean fragrant. For with God nothing shall be impossible, St. Luke 1:37. Through your sins, though your sins be as scarlet, and they be as white as snow, Isaiah 1:18. Adam became so proud that he wished to become God and died for his pride. The Son of God humbled himself unto death and gave life to the fallen. O abyss of humanity, Adam and Eve lost themselves through gluttony, and the Lord fasted and died for them in order to give them life. They were disobedient, and Christ fulfilled obedience. Having seen the wonderful birth of Christ, let us shun this vain world and set our minds upon godly things. God came down from heaven in order to raise us up to heaven. From the accomplice of the sweetest Lord Jesus, while the devil and the flesh drag us down to earth, Christ calls and draws us to eternal life eternal, whilst the devil allures us with a temporal life and attracts us to temporal things, concealing the eternal in darkness, or making men disbelieve in eternal life. Observe his snares, and do not be allured by the earthly life. Man is in his present state, is holy, permeated with pride, wickedness, unbelief, doubt, incredulity, disobedience, heedlessness, malice, fornication, envy, covetousness, avarice, slothfulness, sometimes cowardice, despondency, theft, falsehood, and blasphemy. What a great labor lies before every Christian man to cleanse himself from all the impurity and corruption of the passions. The devil generally enters into us through one single lying imagination, or through a single false thought and sinful desire of the flesh, and afterwards he works us and disturbs us, so incomplex is he. Cannot therefore the Lord of all spirits enter into us through a single thought, and through a true and holy love, and abide with us, and be everything to us? And therefore pray undoubtedly that is simple, in the simplicity of your heart, without a doubt, it ought to be as easy to pray as to think. Leave all human injustices to the Lord, for God is the judge. But as to yourself, be diligent in loving everybody with a pure heart, and remember that you yourself are a great sinner and in need of God's mercy. But in order to deserve God's mercy, we must forgive others in every way. So be it, so be it. The Lord is everything to all. He is the judge as well as the generous giver of gifts and mercy and the cleansing from sins and the light and the peace, the joy and the strength of our heart. Grant, Lord, that I may ever love each of my neighbors as myself, and not be angry with them for any cause, and not serve the devil in this way. Grant that I may crucify my self-love, pride, covetousness, incredulity, and other passions. Let mutual love be our name. Grant that we may believe and trust that the Lord is everything to us all, that we may not be careful nor anxious for anything, that doubt our God may truly be the sole God of our heart and nothing beside thee. Let there be union of love between us as there ought to be, and let everything that divides us from each other and prevents us from loving one another be despised by us like the dust trampled underfoot. So be it, so be it. If God has given us himself, if he abides in us and we in him according to his own true words, then what will he not give me? What will he spare for me? Of what will he deprive me? How can he forsake me? The Lord is my shepherd, therefore can I lack nothing. Psalm 23:1. Shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Romans 7:32. And therefore, my soul, be perfectly at rest and know nothing but love. These things I command you, that ye love one another. St. John 15:17. Glory be to God. Ended the first part of my life in Christ.